Section 9. Worship Jehovah as a family. Worship the one who made the heaven and the earth. Revelation 14:7. As you have learned in this brochure, the Bible contains many principles that will help you and your family. Jehovah wants you to be happy. He promises that if you put His worship first, all these other things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. He really wants you to be His friend. Make use of every opportunity to cultivate your friendship with God. This is the greatest privilege a person can have. 1. Strengthen your relationship with Jehovah. What the Bible says: I will become a father to you, and you will become sons and daughters to me, says Jehovah. 2 Corinthians 6:18. God wants you to become His close friend. Prayer is one way to do this. Jehovah invites you to pray constantly. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. He is eager to hear your inner thoughts and concerns. When you pray with your family, they will see how real God is to you. In addition to talking to God, you need to listen to Him. You can do this by studying His Word and Bible-based publications. Meditate on what you learn. Listening to God also requires that you regularly attend Christian meetings. Speaking to others about Jehovah is another important way to strengthen your relationship with Him. The more you do this, the closer you will feel to Him. What you can do: set aside time every day to read the Bible and pray. As a family, give spiritual activities priority over entertainment and relaxation. 2. Enjoy your family worship. What the Bible says: draw close to God and He will draw close to you. James 4:8. You need to schedule and follow through on a regular program of family worship. But more is needed. God must be part of your daily life. Strengthen your family's relationship with God by speaking about Him when you sit in your house, and when you walk on the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. Make it your goal to be like Joshua, who said, "As for me and my household, we will serve Jehovah." Joshua 24:15. What you can do: have a consistent training program that takes into account the needs of each member of your family. A note to family heads: allow nothing to interfere with your family worship. Ahead of time, let your family know what will be discussed so that they can prepare. Make sure that each family member is present. Create a peaceful atmosphere that all will enjoy. Happy servants of Jehovah. There is nothing better than worshiping Jehovah God. He is delighted to see you and your family sincerely serving Him. As you do this, you will come to love and imitate Jehovah more and more. Having God in your marriage makes your bond with your mate stronger. You and your family can be happy forever, knowing that Jehovah your God has blessed you. Deuteronomy 12:7. Ask yourself: when was the last time we prayed together as a couple? What can I study with my family that will strengthen our faith in Jehovah? Find more help for families at jw.org. Treating your mate with respect. How to avoid hurtful speech. How to stop arguing. How to forgive. When a friendship gets too close. When a spouse has special needs. Making a second marriage work. How to deal with tantrums. When your child is disabled. Talk to your children about sex. When your adolescent questions your faith. Preparing teens for adulthood. When your teenager self-injures. Dealing with those outside your stepfamily. New subjects are regularly added. For additional practical advice and wisdom from God's Word, please visit our website. There you will also find real-life experiences of married people like you from around the world.